If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The boss always has empowered us, like, this is your show. And if it goes bad, it's on y'all. Because you guys are calling your own plays.
What a leader.
But I got to say something. You and I have been terrible today because Evan went to another part of the world. We've been on the yapping for 2 hours and not once asked him to crack the mic to tell us, hey, Evan, and I'm being real. How was the Dreamville thing that you experienced over the weekend?
Well, we did talk about it before the show.
No, I want the people to hear. Because you're a part of our fabric.
Well, it was incredible. There was over 100,000 people over 2 days, saw a lot of awesome artists and collaborations. But we're here to talk about sports, though.
Evan, it's our show,
So it wasn't really 100,000.
There was 55,000 each day.
Oh, right, so they were the same people, essentially.
See, oh, my God.
Give us the C, though. But Evan, what was the weather like?
I'll stop.
Oh, the weather was hot as hell. It was 85 and humid.
Best performer?
Kendrick Lamar.
He wasn't there. Luda was there.
Luda was there.
Oh, Luda.
J. Cole is obviously the headliner of the weekend.
All right.
And he had a great collaboration with Erykah Badu, who's featured on one of his earlier mixtapes.
Oh, man.
And so he brought her out because she performed right before. But I'm not going to lie. See Lil Wayne with the Hot Boys?
Oh my gosh, I didn't know they were with him.
You need to stop.
Dude, I wish I was there, but that's a lot of people. Good for you living, man.
Oh, it was great.
I'll tell you what, I guess I have to categorize this by saying I am serious about this one.
Okay.
Race car driving.
I'm not mad at
those guys.
I'm not mad.
Thank you to the 510. You're in a suit. You're 190 degrees.
And driving that car.
You need to be strong to take those curves.
You need a crew.
By the way, more teamwork in a pit crew than any other sport.
I wish they would do a doc on what goes on.
You know what?
No, I'm being real. In the pit crew. Hey.
Well, I haven't seen it. Neither is Goo.
Is it on Max or
Seriously,
Netflix?
There's a documentary on a pit crew. I would watch that.
No, I totally would.
Well, there's a Netflix docuseries about F1, and they get into all the different aspects of a Formula One racing, and part of it is their crews.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The great Sam Skinner.
Drive to Survive.
Wonderful media guy back in the day.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, he was at Oracle Arena, the media room was named after him, Sam Skinner, longtime media person, and he loved motorsports, and he would always say, pit crews have the best chemistry of any sport. Like, you have to be locked in.
Man.
I mean.
I could see how there could be arguments and fights. Could you imagine you, Evan, Carter, and I, in that short amount of time, like, God darn it, Steiny, you messed up. You know?
Yeah. Sure.
Happens every day.
Let's go to GI in Oakland. Hey, GI, what's going on, buddy?
Man, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Hey.
Doing well, thank you.
Man, I always appreciate listening and talking with you guys, man. You guys work with me for at least 6 hours of the day, man, every day, so that takes me through my day.
Cool.
One thing I just had to say, I want to ask Boo.
What's up, baby?
Are you a little bit excited tonight, man? Didn't you make a bet, a 48-win bet with Sonny?
Oh, my God, you're right.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. Hey, you.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Hey,
I'm sweating.
G.I.
You are the man, G.I.
Yeah, okay.
Whenever you're in the city on a payday Friday, come by the old shit.
I wasn't trying to undercut
we
you,
we made
man.
The bet.
There was never a bet.
48 yeah. wins.
Yeah, anyway.
I said they could win 48.
Good. I think we look good moving forward, you guys. Oh, thanks for the call.
No, not thank you for
this
the call.
This comes on the heels after you saying, I hadn't been in bed, and I won the Warriors road bet last year, but 48. You said you want a bet mouth, and I said 48. It wasn't you didn't say they could achieve it, but you took the bet.
I'm kind of like goo on this.
I've done this before, and I've done it infrequently,
oh my God.
And it has caused a rift,
I'm
but I must
win.
Do it. You're a liar.
No, I...
You lie.
So you're telling the caller he's lying?
Yes.
That was another show.
No, he misremembered.
No, Stein,
you
stop.
Lie.
Stop.
You we, lie.
It, he just reminded me.
Mary J. Blige. You nothing.
You remind me.
Oh, what was the bet?
48 wins. I get a pop at the
no, you
cafeteria.
Don't. You get nothing
I
and
want
like
to.
It.
No.
You'll get nothing
I'll take,
and like it.
I'll take it. This is serious. This is personal. Because when Evan wasn't here,
you, don't
you
even
went
remember.
Off about my bet history.
You don't even remember.
And went a bet. Tonight's the night. Yeah. 48.
Actually, you are bothering me now.
No, but because you lost and it hurts. Pay up.
I did not make that bet.
Payday next
Don't worry,
Friday.
Stein. He had him at 47.
Hey, Evan. Like, this is going to turn the mood sour.
Well, don't.
I'm about to win.
I don't mind losing a bet, but I'm not losing a bet I never made.
Wow.
You can take that to the bank.
Wow. This is really going to hurt us, man.
You.
The chat stands with Goo. David Hernandez. I mean, it's coming out of
oh,
him.
Yeah,
gotta,
he's a P1.
Put some respect on my gambling. And that's all I'm saying, man.
You never made that bet.
Oh, my.
And you,
OMG.
And you know it.
No, I'm telling
you're
you.
You're willfully lying.
48 was
you're
it.
A liar.
I forgot, and so did you.
You're a liar.
As soon as I heard it.
You were just as angry about Goo's road record last year.
No, he won that bet.
And
that's
no,
what,
he did.
Yeah, but
right.
You're still mad
but
about it.
You
and
off.
This is why now you just lost another one.
Yeah, okay.
Sleep on it,
okay.
Bud.
I'm not sleeping on anything.
You owe me.
I owe you nothing.
You owe me.
You're not getting it.
Yeah. And that's,
oh, you think?
You're telling everybody who you are. That's fine.
And you're telling everybody who you are.
I didn't know the guy that called.
You don't remember anything because it never happened. And this is getting old.
You're
in
denial.
And the listeners understand where you're coming from.
I want my drink.
You ain't getting
okay.
Right. Squat.
That's what you're doing, huh?
Zero.
Right. I got you, bud.
You make up a bet. He's going to make up a bet now. He can't win a bet.
And that's what's
and
bothering
now he's going to make one up.
We had a P1
Stop
call
making
and
stuff
reminder.
Up.
You know we've
Stop
been
making
bet.
It up.
Evan.
Let's go to Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew's
Evan
in Berkeley.
I got something to say.
Yeah. Evan.
Hey, me.
Evan doesn't remember the show he
hey,
saw
guys,
this weekend, guys. Let alone a bet we made 6 months ago
that's
that never
for
occurred.
Different reasons.
What's up, baby?
Hey.
What's going on? Love the show. One thing about, you know, the hardest team sport is that in baseball, you know, you can be drafted number one overall, and you're sent straight to the minor league. And every other team sport, basketball, football, you know, you'll be a key component of the team right away. In baseball, you got to grind. It's nonstop. You get drafted, and it really means nothing. So,
wow.
Hope you guys have a good one.
Yeah, you
appreciate
too.
It, huh?
I'm just telling you, Stoney, I respect all athletes, and that's why NASCAR, Daytona, F1 that Evan brought up, I get it. But I'm just telling you, man, give me a
– There it is.
If you shot 30% in basketball, you can't shoot. If you miss
well, no,
70%
you,
of your
you're
passes –
You're Russell Westbrook and you're a Hall of Famer. Hey –
That's not fair.
Thank you very much. Les Buckets, Gaslight Guru. I think that's a great nickname. Gaslight Guru.
So we had a caller call
you know what that means?
And took
it means
time
you just
out of
lie.
His day.
No. You just lie.
I know what it
you
is.
You just make stuff up.
Well,
please.
It's a little more.
Evan knows what's up. Ernie Chavez will pull the receipt. He'll have
right.
The
and when he says no bet was made, you'll say, well, he wasn't listening that day.
So why did the caller think a bet was made?
Because he's an instigator.
That's
and you know I don't like instigators.
I thought callers.
I don't like people who stir stuff up.
I thought people that support the show mean more to you than.
To be fair, you guys make so many bets that it's really hard to keep track of.
Because before you got back, he just said you hadn't won a bet in a while.
You haven't.
So that's why it's really hurting.
The last bet you won was the one on the Warriors road wins a year ago.
Let me tell you something.
Which is a hot streak for you.
You talked about the silver spoon yesterday.
Spoons.
Let me not get my drink next payday Friday.
You're not getting your drink.
It's in 48 hours.
Oh, we get paid this Friday.
Let me tell you.
Oh, Evan, watch out.
This is one of those things where I want you to really take this in.
No.
And
I'm
just take it in.
I'm getting it.
You will not get a drink from me.
They win tonight.
Over that bet.
Yep.
You will not.
What?
And then what are you going to do?
I'm going to show you.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to show you better than I can tell you.
You're going to beat me up?
No. I ain't going to. No.
You're going to get barred from the ships, Danny.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they really want to go out of business?
Steiny, stand by your word, man.
Guru, knock it off.
This is really, seriously. We had somebody that had no dog in the fight that loves both of us.
He was your friend.
Steiny, stop. Called in.
He even said he's never called in before. Steiny, he was calling in to stir it up.
I don't know him. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. If someone openly admits to cheating on the score in pickup basketball, they lose betting credibility.
And the guy that's on his tippy toes when he takes pictures, cheating the camera.
Yep.
Oh, I actually do have a question, and this does pertain to the bet after Sonny does the legal. Does the bet change for anyone based around the trade? Because at the beginning of the season, you were betting on an obviously different team. Or does it still apply? Because, like,
I think it still applies.
Well, I thought at the beginning of the year, the team would be like a 44-win team. Turns out they would have been probably worse than that if they hadn't gotten Butler. But now they traded for Jimmy, so does that still count?
I think it still counts.
Yeah, if a bet were made, it would count.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
But like a preseason prediction.
Go ahead.
You were betting on a team that was not this team.
Also, we weren't.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Well, of course he is for you. But the bottom line, Stoddy, is Evan, is did the Warriors get to the certain number? And it was 40. It was 48. And they'll do that tonight or tomorrow, Friday. Right. You are really telling on yourself. If I don't have that Friday,
so you didn't remember.
I admit that. But I
it
remember
was never
after
made.
He brought it up.
We never made.
And
that
Evan
bet.
Even backed me
Guru.
Up.
Guru.
So you think we had a
You're
season
lying.
Come and go
yes.
after they did make the playoffs
mm-hmm.
and we said, no bet.
Come up with the tape.
Come on. All right, Ernie Chavez. But I shouldn't have to do that.
Because
I
right.
thought I worked with a stand-up guy from Redding, PA.
This is unbelievable.
And now he's turning
Hey, G.I.
into
from Oakland.
Slime
You ought to be
Tom.
Ashamed.
Well, Guru's ashamed. Got a streak of unpaid bets from
no kidding.
People at this station.
But he thinks I'm going to pay him a bet that was never made when he still owes me you know, 7 cases of beer for the 7 times 24
now, hold
number
on.
Of bets he lost to me. That's fine.
No.
That's fine.
I'm $200. Now, you're the second person at the station that owes me. Lowe never paid that bet.
Yeah, because you didn't do him right.
No, you don't know that.
No, I do. I was watching him. I was watching him. Can we get back to the NBA?
I don't know if I can. I'm going to try.
You were kind of just exposed there. Just a little bit.
Yeah. And the receipts are showing that I am because it's you.
Not one person has texted in and said, I remember that bet. Not one person.
Job.
It's not your job, Goo.
Well, oh, we had one caller call in and remind us.
Right.
And that's not enough.
And we've never heard of that guy before.
But he's heard of us.
He's probably your neighbor.
Yeah. Okay.
In Union City.
My God.
Would you bet that Pods will make an all-star game at some point in his career?
Wow. You know what, Evan? And I said Kuminga could be a future all-star, but you didn't ask me about it. Now, why would you snicker? I'm not putting that off the board.
Of course he's not.
Once Curry's gone.
Moody, too. We're just going to have three first-team All-NBA players in 3 years. Pods, Moody, and Kuminga.
He asked about Pods.
Yeah.
You left out Post.
He didn't play last night.
He was sick.
Yeah. Illness.
People got TJD last night.
I was happy to see him.
You know what he's got, Goo.
Oh, but what do you got? What?
He's got a playoff beard.
I saw it. Kerr shaved his. I was like, I was digging it. What's up, liar? Had a random
Where's
P1
Negan?
Call. Where's and Mahigan? Say that he remembered the bet, and you won't even stand on it because you hate to lose. That's shameful, man. Now I got to go find the original brick of the house I grew up in.
Good luck.
To get paid.
Good
luck. That's cool. That's cool.
All right. Let's see.
I got my list.
Oh, by the way, quit telling me. This was a great one. I heard Shasky all morning talking about it. Shasky, this is a bit. Relax. About all these teams in the West in disarray. You see what happened on the sidelines last night with the Warriors? You tell me this team's together.
Sure. Buddy, Steph Curry, Steph, Buddy Hield. I want you guys to meet each other. Say hello to Steph. He's the greatest shooter in the history of the world. Hey, wide open.
He came open late.
I love you, buddy. I love you.
That is fine. He came open late, buddy. That was great. And I heard Fitz pointed out, Galena was like, Curry was open. That was great.
Came open late.
Came open late.
That makes me like Buddy more.
Dude, no, how could we not? Friend of the show.
All right. You want me to play more sound?
Yeah.
Who do you want to hear? Who do you want to hear?
Give me...
You want to hear Making a Fool Out of Buddy again?
I would
That's
like
real
that.
Good for camaraderie.
No, dude, no. I like the... did you find the Dre one that you were talking about Pods after Pods being hot? I know we played the old one.
It's from Draymond or it's from Pods?
Draymond. I thought he had said something new about Pods. My bad.
Because Pods
is
in
Pods
the zone.
On a reaction to Draymond.
Draymond and Steph and Jimmy just reiterate to me that I'm a big X factor to our team, whether I put the ball in the hoop or I don't. But, you know, we're significantly better when, you know, guys like me, Moses, Jonathan contribute at a high level. I think to have that confidence that they have in me, hearing that from guys that are champions, that are Hall of Fame players, it just gives you that kind of like, yeah, I don't really care if I miss. I'm going to just go out there and be aggressive and, you know, always try to make the right thing happen. And so I think that's helped me from November to now, but just kind of constantly reiterating to me, we want you to score the ball. We want you to be aggressive. If you miss, okay, it doesn't matter. I think it helps a lot for anybody.
That's Pods talking about the veteran leadership from Draymond Green and Steph Curry.
And now Jimmy Butler. Man.
Let me ask you this. Is it fair to compare how the veterans have built up Pajemski, apparently, according to Pods, with how they've responded to Kuminga?
Now, I'm being real. I don't think anything has been different, Steiny. And I believe Pods being able to run this team as a rookie, basically hit the ground running, obviously is different than how Jonathan Kuminga started his young career, and Moses Moody for that matter. But if you're asking me, have they done anything different or have they learned from something maybe they didn't do, I feel like that was all afforded to the guys that had come before them. Even Jordan Poole, before him getting hit, him and Kurt, you know what? The vibes were immaculate. So I'm going to say no to that.
So they've been
the same,
as encouraging to Kuminga as Pajemski.
But the difference being, and why I think you pose that, Steiny, is Pajemski was further. He was ready to do more earlier.
Right, but,
you know, run the team as a rookie. That's what he did.
Do you think the veterans believe in Kuminga like they believe in Pajemski?
I do.
I don't. But I'm not saying you're wrong.
Because we've seen them.
They have gone out of their way, it feels like, to prop up Pajemski. And...
But do you? What about the times where they?
What about the time where Draymond Green said, "I don't even know who Kuminga is"?
Yeah, that was last year.
He had no relationship with Kuminga.
That was said, and I came down Dre's road for that. But what about Dre also talking about Kuminga? His this year, his impact, where this team can go, his ability, and he's done that after a game. Curry's talked about it when they were pre-Jimmy Butler. You know, both of these were, and even Steve Kerr talking about. This team, basically, I'm paraphrasing this time, excuse me, is going nowhere without Kuminga. Like, they said what we all have been yearning for. And now it's kind of changed since Butler's here.
Draymond did come off the bench for Kuminga so he could start. A different team now, but he did do that this year.
Yeah, I think that has less to do with Kuminga. I don't hear Warriors players talking about Kuminga like they're talking about Pajemski. I just don't. They've been more encouraging to Pajemski, I feel like.
Do you think they maybe?
But he's been here a shorter period of time. The other, like, you know, Kuminga's been here for 4 years now.
Now, I do want to ask you this. Had you posed that question when Pods was struggling, I'm just asking you, Saudi, do you think you would be quicker to say they have? Because,
well, I think
is this just part of the euphoria, and rightfully so, that Pods has created to where you're feeling that way now because he's playing? But when it wasn't so good for Pods and he was struggling, I'm just wondering, had you posed the same question, would you approach it the same?
Well, when Pods was struggling, Draymond Green went up to Pods and said, "Hey, Pods, don't worry about missing shots. You're too important to this team. You do too many other things. Who cares if you miss the shot? You're the only one who cares, and we need you."
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying that it's an issue, but I do feel like, you know, Pods is maybe ingratiated himself more to the Warriors than Kuminga has. Let's go to Shaka in Berkeley.
Our guy.
What's up, Shaka? How you doing?
Hey, man, stop thinking about unpaid bets. Remember the great Bob Welch, man? But Dodgers, did he play for the A's?
Hey, Shaka, you think I don't know what you're trying to do right now? You're propping up the guy who took you to a game. If I take you to tonight's Spurs game, you would agree with me.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just playing. Hey, man, but I want to talk about Pies, man. Remember when he threw the belt behind the back pass that wouldn't hit the stands, and he shrugged his shoulders and walked to the bench, and we all wanted him out of here. Let's just be truthful. Let's get off this, you know, this big old Pies. We all was very upset with him. See, we started off 13-2, 12-3, I believe. We lost a couple games in a row. This guy has made one of the greatest comebacks of all, man. As a sophomore, he's shooting over 50% of three points. Man, this guy is unbelievable. But I just want to say this, man. I think Kuminga is going to do what he is going to come up to. I think it's going to be the right time and the right place. I think the playoffs is Kuminga's time, man. What do y'all think?
No,
I don't think so.
But Stoddy, to that point, and I appreciate your honesty, what I love about it is the opportunity has not sailed. He's still a part of this team. I don't think his role's changing. And to put the right on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, Stoddy, I honestly believe it can grow if he gets off to a good start. So that's what I'll say. And, you know, nobody's set tripping up here and trying to, you know, pit these guys against each other. No, you want everybody to be balling, but you just can't ignore this run Pods is on. And I even criticize him. We had fun criticizing him about him going to the podium after games. We lost because of me. But that just lets you know who he is. He really thinks he belongs. And now he's, you know, I'm not going Jordan Poole because Jordan did more for longer and they won a chip. But, man, Brandon Pajemski has – I'm telling you, Steiny, I just wish I could kind of read the minds of other teams like the Rockets, teams are about to play. Like, I honestly believe, Steiny, he's getting the stamp of being legit.
This is from the 415. This is not me.
Okay.
Steiny, the veterans connect with Pods because he's a gym rat baller dog. And they identify with that background. Kuminga suffers from cultural differences and picking up the sport later in life. Berkeley Pete.
Wow. And this is what I'm going to say to that, and I know we're up against it. Could it be something to that, Snotty?
Something to...
That text. Like, could there be...
There might be. Hmm. I don't know how hard... Like, I get the sense Pajemski is a gym rat. I don't think Kuminga doesn't work hard.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything like that. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors play the Spurs tonight in San Francisco. And the Warriors, three more games left. They win all three. They're almost a lock to have home court if they can win all three. The Spurs tonight, Portland Friday in Portland, and then the Los Angeles Clippers back here
on
Sunday night. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Let's make love to the mic.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can they get to four, Stani?
Can they get to four? Let's take a look at the standings.
And that means and constitutes a game one would be here at Chase.
So right now, the Warriors sit in sixth, but there's a four-way tie with the Clippers, Nuggets, Warriors, and Grizzlies.
Wow.
The Warriors are going to lose the tiebreaker to the Clippers and the Nuggets if they finish tied with them. And Memphis, they have the tiebreaker over. But if it's a three-team tie or four-team tie, changes things. But right now the Warriors are six, and if the playoffs started today, they would play the LA Lakers. And Guru's been talking about who he wants and who he'd rather avoid. And I think you got a list.
Yeah. Well, I got
so Warrior fans, anything can happen between now and Sunday.
Right.
And right now they're sixth. They're probably not going to get the Rockets. Unless they fall to seven.
But Minnesota losing last night kind of helped the Warriors in a big way, right?
Warriors, because of last night's win and the Wolves lost,
man,
the Wolves probably have, well, the Warriors likely will not finish eighth now. They'd have to lose two out of the next three, and Timberwolves would have to win all three, and that would be the only way Minnesota could leapfrog the Warriors if it's a two-way tie. So there's still a lot of things that can happen. But 888-957-9570 is the number. It's a lot can happen, but it's still not too early to talk about what the path may be for the Warriors that could be the most favorable and the least favorable. So, Warrior fans, where are you at? Guru's going to give his rankings of the teams that he'd prefer to play early. What say you? All right, Goo.
All right, number one, Stani, and you tell me what you think after each one.
You know what? I should make up my own list without hearing yours.
Okay, do that,
first.
And then
First of all, how many teams do you have that the Warriors could play?
I got four.
Okay, so you took the Rockets out.
Yeah, I took the Rockets out.
Let's keep the Rockets in there.
Okay.
Just because
I got a note next to them. I put everybody.
Let's keep them in there if for no other reason than the Warriors, they still could get seventh. So let's keep the Rockets in there.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Number one is the Denver Nuggets, Stoney.
All right.
I really believe with what just went down, and I think Malone is better than Jenkins with Memphis, and that is only because they've won a championship. I really believe we played some audio. I know Evan wasn't here, and we could play it again from two hosts in Denver just talking about Jamal Murray and maybe his availability. Stoney, there is a real chance, I believe, Murray's not back for the playoffs. And firing Mike Malone and Calvin Booth, their GM, I think Denver right now, Jokic is great, he'll get his numbers, but they don't have enough, and I think that would be the ideal first-round opponent for me, is somehow it came out in the wash that the Warriors could get Denver first.
All right.
Okay. Then, I'm going to shock you. You tell me what you think. The L.A. Lakers.
All right.
I know they probably have the potential to possibly win it all, but what I saw in regard and all that matters is their matchup with the Warriors. You can't hide Luka on defense. And as great as he is on offense, Donnie, I saw something that the great Steph Curry and Dre and the Warriors took advantage of. I think they can do that to get them four games first in a series with the Lakers. So the Lakers would be second on my list of who I want the Golden State Warriors to play.
All right.
And then third, now we're getting to the nitty-gritty. As much as Sunday bothered me, and I didn't want to come in here and talk about the gauntlet that was the four games and Houston being the last one at home, I just don't feel like right now, push comes to shove, Stoney, they got that one guy that they trust, that one guy that they can say, that's Steph Curry per se. So it would be the Houston Rockets because of what I deem their inexperience and non-go-to player. So it would be Denver, L.A., and the Rockets.
All right.
Now we can hear yours.
No, go. There's two more teams. L.A., the two L.A. teams. No, I'm sorry. L.A. and
I got the Clippers here, too.
Put Memphis in there.
Okay. And Memphis is the same thing. But they scare me a little more than Denver.
All right.
But something's going on, Stoney, and I know they've won three in a row, but the bottom line is I just don't trust Ja. I don't trust Jaren Jackson Jr., and those are their two guys in regard to the foul trouble. So I don't see them giving the Warriors, them being the team to be buttoned up to win four games in a seven-game series. So Memphis would go on that list. And then I put the Clippers, and Stoney, they do, you didn't ask, they scare me. But is Kawhi truly going to be able to stay healthy? I know he didn't play last night, but boy, this is going to be the biggest apology if somehow he can stay healthy. And let's just say they come in here Sunday with that game meaning something and they win, and you face them in a series, I would say all bets are off. I would be nervous as all outdoors with this Clipper team because they do got talent, and James Harden is the grown-up, you know, in the room and on the floor. The Clippers are legit. If health, but I had health as a question.
Thank you. So is this the path that you want to see for the Warriors or the preferred first round matchup?
It was the path. So I would like to see Denver, Lakers, and then hopefully Houston.
Rockets.
Okay. Yeah, the Houston Rockets. And then he asked me about the Clippers, and you could just put them anywhere.
I didn't do it the easiest path. Okay. First round, second round, Western Conference Finals. One through five, okay. I would want
and
in
why?
The first round.
And
first
why?
Round.
And you give us a why.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump in here. Rank the five Warrior possible opponents. I'm taking Minnesota out because they look like they're headed toward eight.
Okay.
But I'm taking them out. So we have five teams. We've got Denver, the Rockets, the Clippers, the Lakers, and Memphis.
Okay.
My list would be the team that I think the Warriors would have the best opening round chance against is Memphis.
All right. So they said, I had Denver, you had Memphis.
And you're going to be surprised where I have some of my teams, okay. I think. But Memphis is the team that I think if the Warriors got in the first round, that'd be a real good matchup. The second team, to me, it's still the Rockets.
Wow.
I think the Rockets are still a team that the Warriors can beat, even though they're young, but that's one of the reasons I have them at number two, because the Rockets are an extremely young team, and I think the Warriors would use that inexperience to their advantage. So the Rockets would be two. If I'm a Warrior fan, I'd want Memphis. If not Memphis, then the Rockets. Third,
this is it.
I'm putting the Lakers. I am putting the Los Angeles Lakers number three, because I kind of hear you with where they're at, and there's just something where I think that the Warriors, since the Anthony Davis trade, has a better crack at the Lakers now. I think that's
the paint's open.
I think that's a fair assessment. Four, the Clippers. The Clippers.
Man.
And then five, I still think Denver is a tough team for the Warriors to play, no matter who's coaching.
What?
Because Denver, if they're whole, and let's say Murray plays, I feel like, you know, they almost don't need a coach, because they've beaten the Warriors 9 out of 10, and they do have confidence against the Warriors if they are healthy.
That's what I was going to ask.
And I just think I think they feel like if they can get the Warriors, Aaron Gordon and Porter Jr. and Jokic are going to be really, really tough for Golden State, whether Mike Malone's coaching or not.
Let me ask you this, and I got you. I wrote it down. Stoudy, do you feel like we're disrespect? Well, I had Houston third,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of that stemmed from what we saw Sunday, but a young team, that's held on to the number two seed, do you just feel like we're being disrespectful at all to what Houston has accomplished this season?
I don't, because I think you can respect what they've done and you can be impressed with them, and I didn't expect them to be surging right now, but they are. But you can't dismiss that they have four guys who are 22 years old who've never played in the postseason, and that is something that they're going to have to overcome. But no, I don't disrespect the Rockets. I just look at them compared to the four other teams, and they're young. I mean, they're just really, really young. They're a little bit like OKC last year.
What about the Warriors 14-15? What would you, no pun intended, what would you dub them? Even though they had that playoff series and lost in seven to the Clippers under Mark Jackson, weren't they young too, though? That year that they won it, Kerr's first year?
Well, but that's exactly the way I look at Oklahoma City.
Mm.
Because the Warriors, they went to the second round 2 years before they won the title. And then the year before they won the title, the Clippers weren't a great matchup for them that year. They just weren't. And they got beat in the first round in seven games. So Curry and Draymond and Clay, they did have 2 years of playoff experience before they won a title, even though the year before they'd been knocked out. So that's the way I would rank the five. 888-957-9570. Where do you guys come down on the teams you would face or who you want to face? But let's go to Darrell. Darrell's in Oakland. Hey, Darrell, how you doing, buddy?
Steiny Goo, what's happening? How y'all doing?
Hey.
Yeah, man. I wanted to say something about Pazinski real quick.
Okay.
When he cooking, he kind of remind me of White Chocolate, man.
Wow. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, old Jason Williams, old White Chocolate when he cooking. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. I love you guys. I'm in Bolina Bay fishing for halibut.
Oh, nice. What's the weather like up there? Yeah. Is it cloudy or is the sun out?
Oh, it's beautiful. I got my shades on, Steiny.
Now, are you in a boat or are you casting off from the shore?
I'm off the shore right now. Yeah.
So you're on a boat?
No, I'm on the shore, Stein.
Oh, you're on the shore.
I have a little aluminum boat, though. I got a little Gilligan.
and you're fishing for halibut.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how much is a fishing license these days?
For the year, like 70. Well, you get the two rod sticker, about $70 for the year.
Okay. Now, if today's a good day, how many halibuts you coming home with?
Well, it's two per person, so hopefully two.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thank you, guys. Man, love you guys.
What? Darrell, that's the Happy Meal of fish. Two? Oh, man.
It's got to be two a day.
I don't think. Does a warden come around and check?
Hold on a sec.
Because I know Norm, I got to be careful. Norm, we would have eight.
So, two. It costs $75 to get a fishing license, but you can only bring home two halibut? That doesn't seem right.
Man, not at all.
Got to be two a day.
Yeah.
We're our fisher.
California. Oh, this is ocean recreational fishing, but okay. Possession limit is 10 fish. The general daily bag limit of 20 fish total.
Is it because it's halibut that it's only two?
Sounds like, well, he might not be fishing in the ocean.
Hmm.
And it's also different for different fish. Like, it's five trout per day.
Okay, all right, gotcha. We used to go for striped bass.
Yeah, nobody... Yeah. Nobody likes trout. It's not a good fish.
Shout out, Mike.
What's your favorite fish?
I just told you. I don't like catfish.
Nah, it's not high on my list. What's your favorite fish?
Bluegill.
What kind of fish is that?
Salmon, bluegill.
Okay.
By the way, your family's got
the outdoorsman. Yeah. I don't.
They were deep frying catfish on the corner right outside the park.
I believe it.
The concerts. Dude, God.
Fried fish with hot Steiny. Last time you had some fish, like hot off the grill, you're at a fish fry or just somewhere.
Salmon.
That's uppity.
You deep fry salmon?
No, I didn't say.
We're talking about fry.
I didn't know you were deep frying it.
Yeah.
No, they had the deep fryer like in a big vat.
I would have had some.
Right on the corner.
Okay.
Man.
Did it right in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know.
We had some at Norm's party.
Salmon?
Yeah. No, fried fish.
My favorite fish is mahi-mahi.
Mahi-mahi.
Yeah, I love mahi-mahi.
He just called back. Two halibut per day per person.
Gotcha.
So if you get there at 8 a.m. and you can be done by 8:20, Evan, if you abide by the rules.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you think of his white chocolate comp? Jason Williams was bad.
Well, here's what I think.
He put a move on Gary Payton Sr. Oh, my God.
I actually like the comparison to Ginobili better.
No doubt about it. They're both being lefties, too, but he's got Ginobili's footwork, Steiny. Go ahead.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, no doubt.
Ginobili.
Yeah.
Oh, bass is good, too. I like bass. Thank you, D-Lou 22.
And that's what bluegill is. I said salmon. It's bass.
If you don't cook salmon right, forget it. Forget it.
Yeah.
You got to cook it through. You can't leave it pink in the middle.
Can I honestly ask you, have you taken your daughters fishing? Have you guys ever went out fishing? And you
Yes.
Because I've taken my kids fishing. We have done that.
We have a place in Canada, and sometimes we'll cast the line out there. And
I'm not mad.
And we pull in some big 8-inch perch.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's an island.
It is an island, yes.
You have an island.
It's a small island.
Oh, my good Lord.
It's very small.
Silver Spoon. My man, Ricky Schroeder.
It's in the middle of nowhere. Nobody goes there.
It's not in Canada.
Exactly.
That would be your
island. It's almost near the Arctic Circle.
Just in the middle of nowhere.
Steiny, wow.
It's not an island like the Bahamas.
Catalina.
It's not that big.
Angel.
Okay. It's in a lake, too. It's not like in an ocean.
Like Alcatraz.
It's much smaller than Alcatraz. Here's how I describe about how big it is. Take a football field.
All right.
And then just push from the ends.
All right.
Push in the end zones to make kind of a circle. And that's about how big it is. So it's small. So it's like from one end of the island to the other end of the island is probably 75 yards.
But it's your island. And you got a place to sleep?
It's very rustic. It's like the places.
My man.
It's.
I want my drink Friday, man.
Shut up, Ross. Was that Tucker? Ross Tucker? Ooh.
I texted him the other day.
And the structures on the island are like tough sheds. They're not, there's no electricity. There's no running water. You got to get it from the lake.
But the bottom line, Sonny, is you're blessed. You guys are blessed to have that at your disposal and call it yours. Everybody can't say that, Evan.
It's just, but you're misrepresenting. You're making me sound rich, and it's not in my family.
Well, you ain't poor.
It's not my family.
Hey, yeah, you might not be rich, but you damn sure ain't poor, Sonny. Steiny's Island
was bought in 1939.
He deserved it.
All right.
People, so, this taking off, Steiny's
what is
Island.
Taking off?
Steiny's Island.
There's an age joke in there somewhere. By the way, do you think that it's fair, if we're talking about comparisons, is it fair to compare Pods to Ginobili, like a Hall of Famer?
Why are you asking me?
Because you just did it.
I said the comparison between Pods and...
Fair is different,
and
Evan.
Ginobili is better than... Like, I see more Ginobili in Pods than Jason Williams.
And I do, too. But I think it's a compliment, Evan. Like, it's not, you know, do or die. This is what he's going to be. But if somebody's saying that, we asked him. I asked him the question. He said he patterned his game after Ginobili. That's a damn good comp. I'm not saying he's that now, Stoney, but I'm telling you, he's making a name for himself.
Chris A. on the YouTube chat says, I don't like the comp. With Ginobili? It's not a bad comp. I mean, look, he's got a long way to go.
Why wouldn't you like that one early?
Well,
I think maybe he's just saying it's not fair. I don't think anybody would take Ginobili on this team. Right.
Well, we're talking about the same guy who compared Kuminga to Kawhi Leonard.
Baby.
So.
Baby Kawhi.
It was taken out of context. Yeah. Like the bet.
Please. You oughta. You know what? See, this is what you're...
I would have a big L on my face if I said Kuminga was baby Kawhi. He was baby Kawhi.
He's never baby Kawhi. Go ahead.
In the sense that the OGs, Tim Ginobili and Parker, were Dre, Steph, and Jimmy Butler. So the young guy might be Pods now instead of Kuminga going into these playoffs.
Curry 5 rings, paying $1.99 on the super chat, says, can I get a night on the island, Steiny?
Oh,
yeah, it takes you 24 hours to get there. But sure, knock yourself out.
You got a chimney? Like in the cabin?
We got a fireplace in the cabin.
What?
But
I'd like to see a picture.
I'm trying to think of...
So if we wanted to roast marshmallows at nighttime, there's more than enough space, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's got like four structures on it, so you could have maybe 8-10 people there.
Structures, four.
Right, they're not like...
Wow, Evan!
I know
you... My man! It's small, but it's got four structures. Ain't that small, Stoney?
Okay, you know how much it's worth right now? Probably like $9,000. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's off the beaten track. Nobody pays any money for that kind of real estate up there.
You're the best.
Stop it.
Yeah, I would like to see a picture, though.
I'll see if I can get some. What time is it here? 12:40. We made our list of who you want to play if you're the Golden State Warriors.
What do you make of the Sunday's opponents, Donnie? As a sports fan, not a Warrior fan, remove your Warrior fandom.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any part of you that wants Sunday's game to have some meaning against the Clippers?
Sure. Why not?
Well, if that's you then, Steiny.
Well, if Warrior fans would like it to be over by then.
No doubt about
it.
But the playoffs have really started if that ends up being the case. You know what I mean? They started Sunday, that playoff game against Houston. That had playoff intensity. So did Memphis. So did the Lakers.
Well, I mean, you could tell by the way Jimmy Butler was playing.
No, but you've told me and Jimmy's told us that's who he's going to be. And that's okay. I'm just saying, like, nobody wants 30 shots. It's
no, 25.
If you see your guy drowning or having a hard time, maybe take a little more initiative and give me a couple more shots. Last night, nobody cares. And my Twitter was going off. He's only shot four. Come on.
Yes, estimated eyes, you're right on the money. Those structures sound like the interview shed in Sacramento for the Oakland A's. You know what? Not that bad. It's like...
Wow.
You know what tough sheds are, right?
Yeah.
The tough sheds are nicer than the ones that we have on the island.
Oh, God. Somebody said do a show from the island one day.
There's no cell phone service.
Oh, boy. So you're out, yeah, you're out there.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Is this why you watch so many programs about isolation?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
That explains it. His fascination.
Mountain man. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's 12:41, which means we're getting there. And we'll talk. Evan had a good topic about something.
Usually do.
Well, he'll tell us at the break, and then
I'll
pick it up on the other side. You ready, Gook, for this break? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That segment is sponsored by the San Francisco International Airport.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And the Golden State.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.